This is Big Dreams Small Pockets, a business and lifestyle podcast where we take you on our journey of making our dreams a reality. Ashel is a full-time entrepreneur with a specialization in digital marketing, and Veli works a 9-to-5 job while managing her businesses on the side. If you want tips, tricks, and a good laugh, keep listening. Whether you're new or you've been listening from day one, we thank you for tuning in and ask you to share our podcast with your friends and business partners. Without further ado, let's get right to it.
Hey guys!
Welcome
back to another episode of
Big Dreams, Small Pockets.
Woo! How's everyone today? I mean, okay, no one's gonna respond. How are you today, Ash?
I'm very good. It's a nice day outside. It's like 60-something.
It really is. Like, I was doing laundry today, and I was out in this t-shirt, chilling, no jacket, just running straight to the laundry machine and back. And it was fun. Nice thing.
I'm happy.
Okay, so do you have any announcements, anything you want to say before we get into today's topics?
No, I don't have any announcements. Let me think. Anything coming up? Not really. Nope, just looking for some advice, honestly. That's all.
Okay, so that kind of leads into today's topic. You want to kind of take the reins of that part? So go ahead, Ash.
Okay, so today's topic is actually going to be a deep dive into Veli and my business. I feel like we always touch on it. We always tell you a little bit, and we don't really tell you every single thing about it. Not that your guys are going to know everything just based off of this one episode, but I feel like we've never gone into detail about what we do for a living. So, Veli, would you give them a small cue? I'm not going to OD. Don't worry about it. Your face. Give them a small little synopsis of what you do on a daily basis. What does your Mondays look like, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, etc.?
So my days honestly vary based on the specific day. So for example, Mondays I have my internship from 9:30 a.m. to 3:30, and that's for school. And then I have school from 4:30 to 9, well technically 9:30. And then I have work from 9:30 p.m. to 8 a.m. And then Tuesdays, you know, I do my gym in the morning. I have a little bit of free time where I get schoolwork done. I get Chivy hair care stuff done. Podcast is today. And then I have class from 4:30 to 7. And then I kind of based what I need to do for the rest of the night. So, for example, I have a lot of assignments this week. So tonight is just homework. Wednesdays is pretty much the same as Mondays, and on Thursdays I spend those days like shipping out packages, so I kind of let all of my orders accumulate for the week, and then I ship out my packages on Thursdays. Fridays is when I do shipped, just because I need to make more money. So Fridays is when I try to do shipped as much as possible. Saturdays, I try to keep that to hanging out with friends, socializing, or if something needs to be done in terms of business or school, or just I'll allocate it to Saturdays. Sundays, I allocate that to Chivy Hair Care. So I try to package some of my orders on Sundays as well, so that even though the post office is closed on Sunday, after my internship on Monday, I can run to the post office and drop those orders off, so at least people aren't waiting too long to get their orders. So that's really kind of my, you know, week. It's work, internship, school, overnight, shipped, podcast if we're recording that week, and trying to socialize and stuff. Yeah.
Thank you for that. That was a real summary. You gave us a lot of general stuff, and that's like, you know, not what I asked. But
What did you ask me? You asked for my daily routine.
Yeah, but I mean, more than just I go to work, podcast, ship out orders. We know this. That's what we do in 3 seasons. Today is about detail.
You want to know about my internship?
We want to know about it all, girl. Okay, we want to know about you.
We need to talk. I feel like I'm being interviewed. I really didn't expect this.
I feel like this is an interview.
So my internship For school, I currently intern at a substance abuse center. So right now I'm interning in the intake. So we do adolescent, which focuses obviously on adolescents. We do women's day program, and then we do adult evening program. I do a lot of toxicology screenings. So for example, if somebody has a DWI, or like they like to say a DWI, and they're mandated to go to treatment, this is that at my internship is where they would go. If someone wants to get help for themselves, if someone has a CPS case, and you know, with drugs, opioids, alcohol, any of that involved, they come there. We also deal with mental health issues as well. So a lot of people are dual diagnosed, meaning that they have a substance use disorder, such as an addiction to cocaine or an opiate, and they suffer, or they're diagnosed with depression, bipolar disorder, or something like that. We, at the internship, we also work with those people. So that's what I do during the day. And then in class, as you guys know, yeah, so I actually have some really interesting cases. Like, I really have some interesting cases.
And I feel like we always miss on those things. Like, you have a really interesting life.
Yeah,
I feel like you dip and dabble into what you do, but we've never heard real detail. Like, your internship is great for your future goals and your plans, and you're just getting a lot of experience for it, you know? Like,
yeah,
like how this correlates to what you want to do in the future with all of your plans after your PhD.
Yeah, so honestly, God bless me to attain my PhD. I want to be a researcher. I want to do research in mostly the Black communities, because for me, when in school and, you know, when learning about a lot of the mental health diagnosis, a lot of the research does not include Black people. And if it does include Black people, it's, where are you getting this information from? Because it doesn't make sense. You know, it's very marginalized. It's general information. A lot of it has a lot of racist undertones, if I'm being quite frank. So to me, I want to do the research. I want to be able to go into a lot of the communities and do the research. I want to go back to the Caribbean and educate them on mental health, because it's important in my life. Just, I, you know, see it all around me, and I know what it's like being raised in the Caribbean household where mental health it's not a factor in your life. It's really not.
Talk about it.
Like, and so ideally, I want to be able to open up mental health clinics across the Caribbean and just help bring education and awareness to us, and knowing that it's not okay to feel a certain way. If, you know, something's going on in your life, you need to get help. Just as if you don't feel good physically, you'd go to a doctor. If you don't feel good mentally, you'd go to a doctor. And a lot of mental issues turn into physiological issues as well. So, So a lot of the times you go to the doctor and they're like, well, you're fine. Well, actually, you're suffering with general anxiety disorder, which is why you have constant stomach pain. But because you're not understanding that what's going on in your brain is affecting your body, you're just like, well, I got to start taking these medications, you know, and it just kind of leads you in a spiral of now you're taking 10 things because one caused kidney, the next caused heart, and now you just got a whole bunch of issues. And really, if you got a therapist,
and now you're sick. And
really sick. Yeah, you know, so that's honestly what I want to do. I also want to be a professor one day, just teaching one day a week, having a bunch of TAs just doing all the work for me. I want to work in a hospital setting, you know, collect great benefits. Like, literally, I planned out what I want to do. But yeah, for the most part, I just really want to work with people and help them feel better and understand that it's okay to not be okay, but it's not okay to not get help.
Right.
If that makes sense. So.
It completely does. And we thank you for your services, because being in that setting in the mental health field is a thankless job. It really
is. That is crazy.
Y'all are underpaid, overworked, and it's not right.
Mm-hmm. It is crazy. Like, literally, I have this client in my overnight job. He's in a phase where he draws on his forehead. So he for a couple of weeks, he was drawing crazy because he's like, you know, that's what I am. Then he started drawing a penis to represent being a dickhead. It was hilarious, but I couldn't laugh with him. So, and that was the worst part, because to me it was hilarious, but I was just like, you know, that's inappropriate. He was like, it's anatomy. I was just like, He's genius. He wrote a bestseller, which is what's scary to me, because a lot of the clients that I've met before, they lived great grand lives. Like, one of my old clients was the first Black man to play in a college basketball team in his college. Wow. You know, and he graduated with multiple master's degree. And to know that this is where he ends up, it doesn't show, like, it shows that it doesn't matter where, like, what you do, how much degrees you earned. Exactly. Like, mental health affects everybody, no matter where, like, you know, where you think you are in life and what accolades you have. So,
yeah,
it's interesting to me. I like the brain.
I would love to know what his bestseller is, to read that on the side. Like, that's dope.
He wrote a book about a lot of philosophers, so he can recite Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, Plato, Socrates. Like, he goes into spectrum. So his book delves into a lot of the great speeches, a lot of the great sayings, a lot of the great conversations with a lot of philosophers. He's literally a genius. So, sorry guys, he's literally a genius. So it's hard, because his brain, when he becomes a stalker, because, you know, he also has those tendencies, it's not good, because he's so smart. He knows how to stalk really well. So he's a little scary to me.
I think your job kind of shows you that anyone's capable of it.
Oh my goodness.
Not for nothing, guys, I don't know, like, real like diagnosed stalkers, but I see people that could be there. I know people that could get there. So
I noticed when you were giving us the summary and the list of all of the stuff, you didn't mention much downtime. Like, you mentioned socializing and you mentioned the gym, but you never mentioned anything where you personally take your downtime.
Oh yeah, I do a TikTok. It's always made. It creeps its way into my days.
Okay.
All the time.
That would be the time you take to, like, decompress, forget about work and your struggles and you running a whole business.
Yeah. Just, you know what? I don't like downtime, if I'm being quite frank. I just don't like it, because I feel like I should be doing something else. Downtime is all fun and dandy, but I feel like I tend to when it's down, now 3 hours pass and I'm cackling on TikTok, and now I've stalked like 3 different people, watched all their videos. So I don't really like it. Like, I try to put in a little piece of break time here and there, but ideally, like, I don't like too much downtime. Sleeping, that's it. That's really what I like to do. Sleeping and yeah, just because I feel like I'm wasting my time if I don't do anything.
Do you feel like the small breaks are better than the long stretched out breaks? Like, I take a whole day for my downtime because I don't do the little breaks.
Yeah, but because I don't do enough little breaks, my downtime is extended, and now the tasks I needed to get done aren't completed, which is my biggest problem. No, like, procrastinating. My downtime turns into procrastination, and that's one of my biggest areas of improvement in my life that I see for myself. So I've been like trying to battle, which is why I like to stay busy, because if I constantly have something to do, then I am not procrastinating, versus if I have the ability to choose free time or to choose to do something, I will choose the free time. And now I've wasted like 4 hours of my life, which is why I told you I don't like napping during the day, because I don't have time for that anymore. Like,
don't you feel like you take longer downtimes because you don't give yourself downtime? Like, I feel like that could be something too. Like, you're mentally saying to yourself, okay, I'm gonna take this 15 minutes, and 15 minutes turns into 3 or 4 hours because you don't even give yourself the time.
I feel like I do. Like, it sounds really hectic, but honestly, within all that hecticness or just busyness of my life, I feel like I have ample amount of time. I feel like I chill way more than I need to. Like, it's like when I explain to people what I do versus me doing it, honestly, I think I just waste some of my days away, to be quite frank. I really just what are you doing?
Listing 7 things.
Yeah. But honestly, it's a flow though. It's not like it just flows into one into the other to me. So it's not like it's taking a lot of energy to do one task than the other. Okay. You know, to me, it's just a natural rhythm. I generally like being busy because I also tend to ruminate a lot and I can put myself in a bad mood very easily. Yeah. So if I'm doing something, I'm not thinking about things that makes me sad or upset. Like I always also deal with my own mental health. So being busy is like a great thing for me. It's a distraction from me overthinking about everything in my life. So that's why I really like being busy. This is a one-sided interview. Let's just talk about that for a hot second.
Because I have mad questions.
Okay, you know what? This is perfect because just know this is going to happen to you too. Oh, so wow. you can take this episode for me.
That'll be a short episode.
Oh, I got questions.
Especially now. But so my next question would be, and it's going to be a little brief question. I'm not going to tell you to go in depth about your company, but what is Chivy Hair Care? Like, how did it start? And like, what is it? Basically, just what, like, answer that.
It's a hair care and accessory brand as of right now. I have great plans for the future, but as of right now, that's really what I'm focused on. I like to sell hair products, like hair butters. I have so many things coming out. And I know every time I talk about it, I tell you guys this, but to be fair and open, I ordered the materials needed to make the products and the containers have not arrived. It's been 2 months now. I've been reaching out to the supplier and they still have yet to send me my containers, which is holding me back because I have everything else, but I can't, where am I gonna store it in my palm? Like, hey, you wanna try this new thing? Like, no. You know, I literally have 4 different products waiting on the containers. The ingredients are all at home, ready to be, you know, put together. I formulated everything. I'm just waiting on my containers. So it's frustrating because every time I talk, I'm like, oh, I have this coming out. But it's like, I don't know what's going on with these folks. And I think this is going to be the last time working with them. But then I say that, but they're also one of the only ones who sell what I want. So it's like, yeah. But yeah, I also do bonnets, hats,
everything.
Yeah, a lot. Shower caps. Check it out, guys. ChivyHairCare.com on Etsy and on just.com. It's amazing.
So, coming from one of the customers waiting for their butter, you know, it's like actually waiting for their butter, I completely understand the frustration.
It's so annoying. I'm just so over it.
So, how did you start and how did you make the decision to manufacture your stuff yourself? Because there's so many other ways you could have done the hair care company. Why did you decide to do it this like yourself, make everything yourself, all natural products?
Because I have multiple hair textures and it's annoying trying to I was a hair product junkie and I realized that they purposefully separated certain ingredients and certain things from products to get you to buy more, which is a great marketing task and tool. Like I get it. So for example, like you ever see that, like, especially with like, okay, let's do wash and goes. You know how you got to use the butter, the cream, the gel. You got to use like 4 or 5 different products to get one look. That's a lot of work. I'm a product junkie. So now I got to feel like I'm playing like the lotto at this point, trying to guess which combination is going to hit the right one for my hair. And it's hard because everyone has different hair textures. And, you know, one of the reasons I formulated my butters because it was just so simple to me. Like, it was like, it moisturizes, it softens. So my friend recently, you know, told me that she used my butter to help detangle and it worked phenomenally. And it's like something so simple is just one butter. I get it. I can market it into 10 different ways, which I probably will in the future. But when I was making the butter, I just wanted something that does what it says it would, which is moisturize, soften, shine, and sleek. And it actually does that. It does that. I'm proud of that. So that's why I really started it, because I was just sick and tired of buying products and just not finding my right combination and just spending money and money and money and feeling like I'm being taken on a loop. Like, I just felt like, you know, they were just laughing at me. You know, big brands are just laughing at me. Look at her. Now she's going to have to buy that to pair with that to get that. Like, it was too much.
When you say that, it makes me cringe thinking about my hair, like, cabinet. Like, I don't just have a little basket or something, a cabinet. Full of products that do all the same crap, basically.
But each day is going to attain a different look. So I completely get that.
Yeah, it adds up so quick. And then I realized I have products that I haven't used since I bought it that one time. I can't deal with that anymore. Now I have like my set staple routine, staple products that I use. Here and there, I'll try something new, but I'm over the being a product junkie. Like I'm just, it's exhausting and my pockets were just tired of it. And I love hair. I genuinely love hair. So I just would always watch videos, binge. Like I would just try to learn a lot about the breakdown of your hair, like the composition of why certain things would work, why this product is better for you than that product. Like I genuinely am passionate about hair and the health of hair and just how it grows and how it works and just, yeah, all of that.
Just improving the person's hair overall.
Yeah. Then I realized a lot of these companies are just full of it. They're just so full of it. It's so irritating. Like it just the hair growth oil versus the butter versus this line versus that line. Honestly, a lot of the different lines you're buying from the same company, I will not use any of their names because they're not worth it, are all doing the same thing. They're just marketing it differently because
they're putting different colored bottles, honestly.
Yeah, the colored bottles, and they'll be like, oh, the coconut line versus the avocado line. Well, why don't you just start with avocado? Because everything that the coconut does, the avocado does as well. They're just now marketing it, changing one word. But if you read the ingredients, if you read a lot of the directions, if you read a lot of the things they talk about in the sense of like moisture shines and provides, you know, a nice smooth finish. It's literally, it's the same thing. Sometimes they just change one word and I would spend like an hour in the beauty supply store reading it, realizing, yeah, just, like you said, change the color. And I'm so sick of them. I'm sick of them.
No, not to go on a rant, guys.
Yeah, clearly. Just
we are very passionate about hair here. No, I completely understand. And I'm glad that, you know, you found a solution and you were the solution actually to a lot of the issues. Cause that hair butter, guys, is crack. It's crack. I've been missing it. It's been out of my life for a while and, you know, my hair shows it. But I recently got it back, so I've been reincorporating it back into my routine and it's been missed.
Yeah, my hair is, she's yelling at me, but it's fine. She gets it.
So before we head out, do you have anything, like any advice you want to give on like the difficulties you run into, whether that be you being a student and a full-time entrepreneur or whether you being an entrepreneur manufacturing your own things from home? Do you have any advice or any difficulties that you would want other people to avoid if they could?
I think in terms of my difficulties, what I struggle with, besides procrastination, patience. And I would advise everyone, like, you know, life is genuinely a journey. It's not about your destination as much as it sounds corny, but it's really true. I'm just so impatient and I always thought I was patient because once I got into grad school after praying and begging and doing everything I can, I was just like, all right, this is taking up a lot of time. We got to graduate. Let's hurry this up. And it's like, bro, I just, you know, when I formulate something with Chivy and I want to get like, and I want to put it out there, I'm like rushing the process, which is then like, it backfires on me. But, you know, also just stay on top of things. I think being organized, writing everything down, planning when you need to do things, just or being organized is my biggest advice, and being patient, because a business doesn't usually flourish, like really flourish, up until the third to fifth year. And a lot of people give up before then. So it's like, I can give up, but I also know that I'm passionate about my hair business. I'm passionate about mental health. I'm passionate about this podcast. Like I'm passionate about all of it. So it's like, I'm just going to stay along for the ride until it works.
Yeah. Honestly, consistency is key.
Yeah. And it's okay to not be consistent sometimes. Like when I say it's okay, I don't mean it in the sense of, yeah, like, you know, just don't do nothing. But we have our days or months. Like I had a full year where I did nothing with Shivi Hair Care, but I got back on it and I've been going ever since, you know, and moving. Yeah. You know, it sucked, but it was part of my life. And it happened, and I kept on going, and it's fine. Like, it's generally okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I've got to say.
Okay, guys, so before we go, I'm just going to, like, throw out a little bit of our sponsors that are not our sponsors, actually. I told you we just manifesting people. So today's non-sponsor is the Brow Balm. So I've been using the Brow Balm for quite some time since they were a prototype. The brows don't really show it. They're usually very flaky, guys, but the Brow Balm,
bad brow day. That's crazy, right?
The Brow Balm grows your hair naturally. You can put this on. It's all natural products. It's like three products in here. It's all I don't know if you guys can tell, but it's like
a chapstick, but for your brows.
Yeah. So you put it on right before you go to bed. Sometimes you can put it on before you go out and stuff like that, but I prefer before bedtime because I just like that. But these guys are on Etsy. They're on Amazon. They have their own site, which I personally recommend. You'll see results within 3 to 6 months. It's the same consistency as shea butter. And once you put it on and apply it, you just leave it. You just set it and forget it. You will see results. Oh my gosh. My brows are usually really, really, really thin. And I'm going to show you guys, like, in some section of this video, a before and after of my brows, like after using this for 3 to 6 months. And I'm not even consistent, honestly. I do it like twice a week or when I remember, because it's next to my bed. So I just pop it on right after. I promise you, you will see results. So shout out to Brow Balm, our unsponsored sponsors for this episode. So Veli, do you have anything else to say? I hope you guys enjoyed her deep dive.
Yeah, it was cool. I honestly want to ask everyone, and this is going to lead to our next topic for our next session. If you've been through a down session, if you feel like you've, you know, like a bounce back in a sense, how do you bounce back from failures? How do you bounce back from, you know, just life stress? How do you bounce back from, it's either career, personal, relationship, just how do you bounce back from problems in life, you know? If you can message us personally, that'll be fine, because I know some people are more comfortable with that. If you want to DM us on Instagram, if you want to just comment, however you want to do it, just let us know. How do you bounce back? Because I think it's really important. You know, the bounce back is major, and we want to talk about it, and we want to hear from you guys first before we talk about it. So yeah, that's my thing.
We want this to be really interactive. So make sure you guys are sending it in, because we're actually looking for advice on how you guys feel, what helped you, what didn't help you. Let us know. And please start writing reviews and feedbacks and comments. We need that too. We're trying to.
I get a lot of great compliments about the podcast, but then I check on our app. I check, you know, where reviews are supposed to be, and it doesn't reflect that, which is, you know, disappointing. Oh my God, I love that.
So 5-star it. That's all we're going to say, though. Thank you so much, guys.
Have a great day, night, evening, and just stay safe and enjoy yourselves.
All right.
Bye.